Mohammed bin Sihla has been a part-time toll worker for 9 years.
I was dreaming to get full-time soon. I'm patient, so I bet when something like that show up, come up like that, it's like all your hopes is going to be expired.
Over the years, he worked his way up to a livable wage, he says, $18.25 an hour. But 3 years ago, the Turnpike Authority threatened to privatize toll collection services unless workers agreed to a 30% reduction in benefits and wages. Workers took the cuts. Bin Sihla and his three kids live in a one-room basement in Jersey City. He's down to $14 an hour and is only guaranteed 2 days of work each week.
I tell my kids, soon I'm going to be full-time. We're going to get out from this situation soon as possible. But now I don't know.
Labor rights advocates and lawmakers say a private company is likely to set its own pay scale. Bin Sihla says he can't afford to lose his job or his seniority as a toll worker.
My best years was spent inside the booth, you see. And I said, thanks God for everything. At least I get this job. But now it's already late for me to start from the beginning.
There are around 300 toll workers throughout the state today. But with 4 out of 5 drivers on toll roads using EasyPass, the state is looking to save millions by privatizing. It would impact about 800 jobs in all. Under Governor Christie, New Jersey has privatized the state lottery, NJ Transit parking lots, schools, and parks. But State Senator Linda Greenstein points out that privatizing has backfired when halfway homes were not properly monitoring those released from jail when the state privatized health care in prisons.
And that was such a disaster that they had to cancel the contract.
During the hearing, Greenstein approached the podium, told board members to close their eyes, imagine that tolls are privatized, and that someone in government decides to cause a traffic jam at exit 9.
Since private companies are not subject to the Open Public Records Act, you would never be able to find out how that massive traffic jam happened.
She says the current Bridgegate investigation highlights the importance of public oversight and access to information. Jersey City Mayor Stephen Fulop also testified. He says he's been working with the state on a plan to divert traffic to the Turnpike when the Pulaski Skyway is closed for 2 years during renovations.
Anything that will be disruptive to the Turnpike, such as a change in personnel and privatization, is going to have a detrimental impact to places like Jersey City.
The Turnpike Authority is expected to start receiving bids in February and to vote on whether to privatize by April. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.